The motto of Las Cruces Public Schools used to be where kids come first. Not long ago, it got an upgrade, and LCPS now advertises the tagline, going above and beyond for every student every day. Both of these mottos possess a feel-good ring, but for these words to come true, the district must first be willing to do as much for its teachers. Specifically, I am here to talk about paid maternity leave. Our governor recently signed an executive order to provide 12 weeks of paid parental leave for all state employees under the governor's jurisdiction. She encouraged government agencies not under her purview to do the same. That includes Las Cruces Public Schools. Moreover, if LCPS has a desire to attract quality teachers capable of going above and beyond for students, then LCPS needs to improve employee benefits in the area of paid maternity leave. More and more private sector and public sector jobs are offering paid maternity leave. This is an irreversible direction, as it should be, as more organizations recognize that they need to take better care of their female employees, especially in the field of education, a profession heavily run by females. Furthermore, are the babies of LCPS employees not future students of Las Cruces Public Schools? Newborns need time to bond with their mothers, and mothers need time to establish breastfeeding if that's what they choose. By providing paid leave for mothers, LCPS would be putting its teachers and their children first, enabling teachers to go above and beyond for their students. Now, some might say that a short-term disability policy, when purchased prior to pregnancy, will help to offset the cost of unpaid leave, and this is somewhat true. But there are flaws with deeming a short-term disability policy as a solution. One, the most it will pay is 60% of 5 weeks' salary. Two, it comes with the implication that bringing a child into the world is on par with having a disease or other debilitating ailment. It fails to recognize that pregnancy and childbirth deserve their own category of paid leave. Having a child should not be relegated to the same category as getting into a car accident or sustaining crush injuries while out rock climbing. Childbirth should be seen in its own right, the beginning of a period of time where mother and baby do best when permitted to have time together. This benefits the entire community. Additionally, there have been some problems with communication and Las Cruces Public Schools contracted disability insurance companies. When I first signed up for short-term disability several years ago, I was told that I could sign up for at most 60% of 5 weeks' salary and that HR would verify my salary, and this is what I did. I have since learned that the policy was for a fixed amount and is still based on my salary from when I first started teaching. I was told I'd have 5 minutes. Okay, I keep going. Okay. I have sat down with open enrollment every fall, previously with American Fidelity, and this last time with Aflac. Because everyone dropped the ball each year in communicating with me, I will be getting about $1,200 less than 60% of 5 weeks of my current salary. When trying to address the problem, LCPS and Aflac blame American Fidelity, and American Fidelity blamed LCPS. So everyone passed the buck on to someone else, but my family and I are still going to be short $1,200. What's more, if the district took care of its employees directly, my aforementioned plight would be rendered moot. Las Cruces Public Schools ought to take ownership of the welfare of its employees. This includes providing paid maternity leave. I beg you to enable teachers who are mothers to take care of their families so they can better take care of everyone else's. I propose that to start, LCPS provides 6 weeks paid leave for employees who deliver naturally and 8 weeks paid leave for C-section births. You might consider forming an action committee on how to fund this and how to work toward the 12 weeks of paid leave for each parent that other state employees are getting now. Furthermore, there are other immediate changes you could make. You could allow employees to give their sick days to each other. There are many employees with 100 or more sick days who will retire without using them. You could allow a free and clear transfer of those days. I challenge you, I admonish you, to put Las Cruces students first by putting their teachers first. Only after we put teachers first will teachers truly be able to go above and beyond for every student every day. You have the power to affect positive change for this community. Be the board to make this change. Thank you.
Thank you.